Good morning. Our question today, a very important question, is when it comes to Dina de Malchusa Dina, does that apply only in countries outside of Israel? That we apply the concept that when we live under non-Jewish rulership in non-Jewish countries, that we have to adhere to the law of the land when applicable? Or does that also apply in the land of Israel, that Dina de Malchusa Dina, we would have to adhere not only to Torah law, but also law that is secular law, that apparently doesn't conflict directly with the Torah law, or at least in financial matters, we say when they do conflict, then we oftentimes adhere to the secular law. But in other areas, as long as they don't conflict, that we would have to adhere to the secular law, even in the land of Israel. So just important, we are not going to talk about the state of Israel today. We will talk about that, Emir Tashem, in the future. We're just going to talk about the concept, the land of Israel, Eretz Israel. Can we apply Dina de Malchusa Dina, or is the land of Israel something different? So there are actually three different rationales why in the land of Israel we do not apply the concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina. The first is based on Rashi, who says that this whole concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina, it applies only to non-Jews, because non-Jews have the obligation, it's one of the seven Noahide laws, to set up court systems and laws. And accordingly, because they have that halach of dinim, that requirement of dinim, setting up those courts and the court systems, including the laws, part of that is we'd have to also adhere, Jews living under their supervision, living under their governments, we'd have to adhere to the secular law as well. So dinim is something specific to non-Jews, not to Jews, not in the Jewish state. Next rationale why Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply only out of Israel, that there's a discussion in Sefer Shmuel, and it's discussed in detail in Maseches Sanhedrin, when Shmuel Hanavi was trying to dissuade Klal Yisrael from having a king in place of the Nevi'im. So he read them a whole list of powers of authority that the king will have over them, and will be able to tax them and take their children and take their land and take their assets. A whole long list there, and there's a discussion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, is if everything that's written there in Sefer Shmuel as the powers of a king, is it really that a melech mutarbo, that a king is permitted to take those acts, to make those actions, or is it really that Shmuel was simply trying to dissuade him, but a king, really, a Jewish king, would not be permitted to do that? And indeed, there are Rishonim amongst them, the Nimuka Yosef, who says, bottom line, we paskin is kol hakasu b'parsha samelech b'sefer Shmuel, everything that's written in that parsha samelech, enumerating the powers of the king and sefer Shmuel, a Jewish king cannot do that. All those concepts are specifically for a non-Jewish king. A non-Jewish king is permitted to take those acts, but a Jewish king, we paskin that they can't do that. So that second rationale, why Dina de Malchusa Dina applies specifically out of Israel, not in the land of Israel. And the third rationale, probably the most famous Ran in Shas, the Ran quotes Tosfos, who says that the whole basis for Dina de Malchusa Dina is that when you have a king, the king has the ability to banish people from his land. And because he has control of the land, it's good to be the king. Accordingly, you also have to adhere to his laws, his rules and regulations when you live under his power, when you live in his government, when you live by that king, you have to adhere to his requirements. Now, that concept applies only in Chutz La'aretz, that a king can banish you and he has the power over the land of Abba Malcha Yisrael law. When it comes to Jewish kings, we're talking about in the land of Israel, law lefisha Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to the land of Israel, kol Yisrael shutafim ba, all Jews are partners in the land of Israel. So this concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina, according to the Ran, does not apply in the land of Israel. So there we have it, three different rationales why Dina de Malchusa Dina would not apply in the land of Israel. On the other hand, we also have three different rationales why Dina de Malchusa Dina would indeed apply not only out of Israel, but in Israel as well. And the first is, truth be told, when we're talking about the Parshas HaMelech, all the powers that were enumerated for a Jewish king by Shmuel Hanavi, there are Rishonim, and this is more the prevailing view, that we say all of those powers, all those authorizations of a Jewish king apply, and it is melech mutarbo. Indeed, when you have a Jewish king in the land of Israel, he indeed is permitted to take all those actions. And that's all Dina the Malchusa Dina is, the ability to act as the king, even for a Jewish king, not even a non-Jewish king out of Israel. So that is rationale number one, why Dina the Malchusa Dina applies not only out of Israel, but in Israel as well. Next rationale, a very powerful rationale, the Rashbam that we've seen before says that the whole concept of Dina the Malchusa Dina is the social contract. People coming together and living under a certain government, and they accept upon themselves the government, they need to accordingly adhere to the requirements, to the rules and regulations of that government. And the Rashbam, and then the Chassam Sofer builds on the Rashbam. He says as follows, Chassam Sofer, a quote in the Tshuvas, Jafilu Melech Yisrael, even a Jewish king, Shena Aretz, even though he doesn't own the land of Israel, Kim the Shvatim Nitchalka, because the land of Israel was divided up among the Shvatim, among the tribes, Nikol Makom, Kol Nimusav, Chukav, Mikablim Aleim Birtzonam, everyone living there accepts upon themselves the dictates, the requirements of the government, of the king there, of the Jewish king, the Jewish government, Umechila Gemurahu, and their Mochal, in other words, they accept upon even taxation, things that people don't like. Don't like to pay, but they understand that you need to, and if there's a law, and they're living there, even in the land of Israel, it is going to apply. Dina de Malchusa Dina is going to apply. So we have the second rationale why Dina de Malchusa Dina indeed does apply also in the land of Israel. And the third is the classic Tikkun HaMedina. Anything that's for the benefit of society would apply also in the land of Israel. Why should the governments only in Chutz Laaretz, out of Israel, be able to institute things that are for the benefit of society? If we need things for the benefit of society also in Israel, accordingly, we have to listen to those requirements because we want to be here in order to have the betterment of society. So those are three rationales pro and against having Dina de Malchusa Dina in the land of Israel. So bottom line, how do we paskin? Now we're talking again about Eretz Yisrael, not Medinas Israel yet, not the current day state of Israel right now. We're talking about conceptually the land of Israel. So the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, O Paskin, the Dina de Malchusa Dina. Dina de Malchusa Dina, the law is the land, is the law. Bein Shahaya Melech Israel, Bein Shahaya Melech Ovid Kachabim, whether for a Jewish king in the land of Israel or for a non-Jewish king outside the land of Israel, Dina de Malchusa Dina indeed applies. And the Tshuva Siaskel Avdi tells us as follows, Hadavar Baro, it is clear, it is certain, Shein Lanu Eladive HaRambam Amnim Shachim Achra, we Paskin, like the Rambam, and those who follow the Psak of the Rambam, they're all, by the way, following the view of the Rambam, that what dictates Dina de Malchusa Dina, the reason for Dina de Malchusa Dina is the social contract between people living under a certain government, that applies not only out of Israel, but in Israel as well, so we Paskin like the Rambam, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that they paskin that there's no distinction between the land of Israel and outside the land of Israel. Dina de Malchusa Adina applies, and we don't paskin like the famous Ran that brings Tosfos that says it doesn't apply in the land of Israel, and in particular, he brings a rationale, firstly, because they paskin that way, the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, but also when we have a disagreement between the halachists, the poskim like the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, who codify Jewish law, and the Meforshim, which are the commentaries, those who comment on the Talmud, on the Gemara, for example, like the Ran, we obviously paskin like the halachists, the poskim, and not the Meforshim. So the poskim, Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, are of the view that Dina de Malchusa Dina applies in the land of Israel, and even if there are Meforshim who are of the view that not, when we have a debate, a machlokas between poskim and meforshim, we are going to come out in favor of the poskim that Dina de Malchusa Dina indeed does apply in the land of Israel, but we still have the open question, is Medinas Israel, is the state of Israel, the government of the state of Israel, in its current state, do we still say Dina de Malchusa Dina, or for some reason is that going to be different? And Emir Tzeshem, we will pick that up in the future. Have a wonderful day.